Well, the one thing about running backs, you really don't know about a running back until they play in games. Same thing we have at the safety position. You know, you can look pretty good in practice, but until you get into a game situation, you don't know if guys can break tackles, how do they cut. And he didn't get his opportunity until, you know, last preseason game, and he took advantage of it.
It's the game in Japan against the San Francisco 49ers where he goes down and he makes that big play on special teams, makes the big hit on special teams. And then we were on the sideline going, hey, give the Rook a chance. And that's where the nickname The Rook was born, I think, is like, give the Rook a chance. Let him run the ball. You know, we're all talking to Bobby Turner or whoever. Let him run. Like, give him a, hey, man, it was a great play. Like, give him a bone. And then he starts ripping off 6 yard, 8 yard, 12 yard, 8 yard, and you're like, man, this kid's got a little something to him.
We were in Tokyo and he ran down on the kickoff team and just laid the returner out. The whole sidelines went crazy. I know I was so happy for him. And, from that point on, he started getting in more and more on the offensive side of the ball. And that basically, started the career of Terrell Davis as a Denver Bronco.
If you look at the clip, I was right beside him. I was trying to make the tackle. We were both running down on kickoff in the American Bowl in 1995. And I slipped my guy, and I got my eye on the guy with the ball. And he's running left, well, to my left, and I'm about to make this tackle. And all of a sudden, a blur, and TD hit this guy. And you'll see I was the first one to congratulate him. And he never came back to special teams after that. He was done.
He was special. He was, you know, a prime example of being down on the depth chart, not getting a lot of opportunity. And then when he did get the opportunity over in Japan on the special teams and made that big hit, obviously opened everybody's eyes. And so he just took off from there and did just a tremendous job. And I think that, you know, I was very fortunate in the fact that I had the best seat in the house. And the thing is, I got to be the closest to him, hand the ball to him, and watch him run. And the quickness and power that he ran with was unbelievable.
It doesn't matter what year you're in the league, but especially if you're a rookie, when the head coach stops the film and you watch it as a team and he slow-mos it and rewinds it and slow-mos it, that's like the biggest honor you can get. And so they did that a couple of times that year with TD. And so everyone knew pretty quickly that he was quite a player.
Well, I mean, that was special teams. I mean, that just showed you that, hey, he's an athlete. This guy's not afraid to compete. Anytime you got a guy that probably is going to be your starter, and all of a sudden he's pressing on special teams, and now he's got a chance to be active on game day. Now he's got a chance to, you know, make your roster. Very impressive tackle, but you know, he had a great game as well.
At that point, he became the Rook, and eventually he just kept going and progressing and getting more opportunities. And every time he got an opportunity, he made something really cool happen. And the next thing you know, he's our starting running back going into week one. It was a phenomenal just ascension from sixth on the depth chart to number one on the depth chart.